Welcome to another episode of Soul Searcher with Natalie Brown. This is your journey to spiritual enlightenment and soul alignment, and I'm so excited to share more of my wisdom, more of my love, and to lead and serve with love, and to be able to help you create the life that you absolutely love. Alrighty then, people, let's do this. So I'm going to check in every now and then to see if there's any comments. If you've got any comments, this is a really interactive training. So please participate. If you're watching the replay, great. Put hashtag replay. If you're watching the live training, say hi. And let's begin this beautiful training. Okay. So the reason I'm doing this training is because we are navigating a whole new way of doing, and we are navigating a whole new way of being. And so it's really important for us to understand that we have tools, and the biggest tool that we've got, the key that we have, is our intuition. That is where our gold lies. That's where all the answers lie. That's where, you know, everything comes from, that space of intuition. So what is the power of your intuition? And I've got some notes. So I'm going to be looking at my notes. But feel free, if you're joining the live, feel free to jump into the live and maybe put some comments in the chat box while I'm on here as well. And that will pop up for me to answer. So what is the power of your intuition? Okay. It is the ability to tap into the insights, into the guidance, your wisdom, and come to solutions or awareness, okay, that is not necessarily immediately apparent through logical reasoning or through analysis, or immediately available to you in your everyday experiences or in your knowing, okay? So this intuition comes from a deep tapping into your soul, your wisdom, your soul wisdom, and into your inner knowing, and being able to access that information that is there, that is wanting and waiting for you to access this information. Okay. So your power of your intuition is around being able to, it can help you make decisions clearer, or make clearer decisions around what to do. And let's give you an example. For instance, you might be faced with a decision where you like, okay, I want to up level my business. I want to create a new program in my business, and I want to do this in a way where I tap into whether this is something that is needed or something that I can deliver that is coming from my soul. Okay. It's not something that you've seen everyone else is doing. It's something that is coming through you. And this is where the magic lies. The power of your work lies within you. And your frequency, your words, your way of being and doing is incredibly unique to you. Now, when you start tapping into the power of that frequency, you're beginning to harness the power within you. And you, when you're listening to the voice of that frequency, which is your intuition of your soul, then you begin to show up, you begin to do things in a completely new way. Okay. So the power of intuition can help you with decision making, to make decisions in a better way. So when you are tapping into whether you should do or a specific offer, whether you should ask a specific price or a level of investment, then when you're tapping into your frequency, into your intuition, it will never steer you wrong. Okay. I always say to people, your intuition is your compass. It is your inner compass, and that compass will never steer you wrong. Okay. When you listen to the voice of your own soul, your own frequency. It can help you with problem solving. So this is where the power of our intuition lies. It helps you with problem solving and offer creative solutions to those problems that you have. For instance, you want to create this offer. You want to be able to begin your business, or maybe you're already in business and you have these different offers that you want to provide for people, for women, for men out there, and you are like, oh, I'm not sure what to do. Shall I do this? Shall I do that? And you feel pushed and pulled. And the ego is very quick to come in and jump in and say, hey, you know, don't do that because you failed before, or don't do that because, you know, it's not the right time, or perhaps you're not really knowledgeable about a specific thing, but there is information that's starting to download through you, through spirit, through the universe, through your soul memory, your inner knowing, because we've all lived many lifetimes. And there is a sense of that wisdom, okay, coming back to you, into your knowing, into expressing yourself in a different way. And often a lot of people that are incredibly in tune with their intuition work and live from that space of intuition. And it can feel uncertain for you to be able to go, okay, well, maybe this is not right. Maybe this is not ready to be received here yet. But you know what? I'm going to follow my gut because I know that there are people out there that will get my frequency, that will get what I'm all about, that will get my work. Okay. So, the other thing is the power of your intuition serves as this incredible, like I said, incredible personal compass that's guiding you towards choices and actions that are aligned firstly with your values, that are aligned with your goals and with your truth. Now, that personal guidance is what steers everything in your life. Okay. It's what it is helping you to come to a point where you're going, okay, what I'm doing here is no longer feeling in alignment with who I am, with what I'm here to do, with who I'm serving. It doesn't feel in alignment with a greater good or the greater picture of where we're going as a collective or the evolution of humanity. So how do I then tap into this intuition? How do I begin to harness the power of this intuition? Okay. Now, when we begin to navigate our intuition, we come up against some challenges. Okay. And these challenges are things like stories that we tell ourselves around how good we are, that we have the ability to do things, that we don't know how to market, we don't know how to put ourselves out there. And I often find when I'm working with my clients and I'm working with people, they say to me, well, I don't like selling. I don't like selling myself to my clients. Because those people that work from that space of intuition, it's a feeling, it's a sensation, it's a soul calling. It's like this, you know, juicy, fiery feeling that moves through you. You don't feel like you want to sell. So we are creatives, okay? Those people that are really in tune with their intuition, they find themselves like they are creating, they are innovating, they are moving through ideas very quickly, or they're bringing ideas into fruition very quickly. And often it's very difficult for creatives to anchor their offers and anchor their knowledge, their wisdom into this planet, or, you know, into containers that will then be able to hold space for whatever it is that you're doing here to be received by those that want to receive it. Okay. Now, when we tap into our intuition, it actually amplifies our creativity. So that's what I'm saying to you, that people that are highly tuned into their intuition are highly creative people. We are innovators. We want to bring new into form. Okay. But the big thing here is, how do we bring it into form? How do we allow ourselves to get out of our heads, into our hearts, into our, you know, power centers, in order for us to be able to bring forward what it is that we need to bring forward here? Now, we're just discussing what is the power of our intuition and how it kind of works today. And then we're going to be tapping into a little bit more. And then we're going to be tapping into some practices that will also help you to really harness the power of your intuition. As we increase our awareness, okay, of ourself, And this is something that's super important as we increase the awareness of ourself. Then all of a sudden, the awareness of what is happening in the world around us begin to show up for us. We begin to tap into the collective energy. We begin to tap into the earth energy. We begin to tap into a sense of deeper knowing. So sort of almost like, ah, I get it. I often am told by people that, oh my gosh, Nat, that message that you just, you know, put on a live on Facebook, or that what you just wrote, totally hit me in the feels because it so resonated with me. When you are tapped into your intuition, you begin to create from a space that is also tapped into the collective energy. And you then, your offers are aligned or realigning to the needs and the wants and the desires of the collective energy. Okay. It doesn't mean that you are being dragged down by that energy necessarily, by the fear and the chaos, but you are seeing an opportunity, a possibility here where you can fill a hole, where you can fill a gap with your knowing, with your skills, with your knowledge, with your gifts, your soul gifts. And you are able to then begin, you know, to put that offer together that will then fill that gap, that will begin to give someone that is needing that an opportunity to go through transformation, through healing, connecting them with themselves more deeper love, okay, a sense of self, a sense of empowerment, whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Perhaps you creating an offer of a retreat, which is a transformational retreat or a connection retreat, or perhaps you are simply creating creative spaces for people to do creativity, to connect back to that intuition, to the power of their intuition, because creativity and intuition, that's directly linked to each other, okay? As soon as you are deeply tapped into your intuition, and I've alluded to this already, as soon as you are deeply tapped into your intuition, you begin to create more. You tap into the creative like spaces of the universe and into the knowledge and the wisdom that you hold. And all of a sudden, you begin to see opportunities and possibilities, and you begin to innovate to then fill those spaces and to create experiences for people to come and, you know, help them with whatever their issues, their problems, the enhancement, the elevation of their frequency. Perhaps you help them as a business coach to be able to help them see what their offers are. Okay, because you can truly tap in through their frequency, using your own frequency, the power of your own intuition, in order to help them to create offers that is in alignment with their own frequency. This is the beauty of that. And that's what I love doing. I have this ability to be able to just see exactly what needs to happen for people. And I have this uncanny ability to be able to say, okay, well, that feels like it's not in alignment with you anymore. That feels like you are, you know, falling off the wagon, or you're getting on the wrong boat. Let's realign you. Let's elevate your frequency. Let's bring you into a realignment with your highest purpose and your highest mission, tapping into what is your deepest desires, tapping into what is it that you truly want to do here? Who do you want to serve? Okay. So there's a lot of us that actually have disconnected from our intuition. We're going to talk about some blocks as well in a minute. Okay. The fact that you are, by honing your intuition and learning to trust your inner voice, you cultivate a greater self-confidence and self-reliance. You become more comfortable with making decisions, taking actions, even in uncertain situations. Let me explain what that means. You're at a party, okay? And someone says to you, do you want to go and do this? Do you want to try this? Do you want to explore this? Okay. Or perhaps you've got an invitation coming to you and someone says to you, would you like to experience this? Would you like to explore this? And straight away, your solar plexus kind of just shuts down, Or your sacral chakra just shuts down, or your heart starts fluttering, and you're like, oh, what is this feeling? Okay. It's your body messenger saying, hell no, or heck yes. Okay. So you have to really listen to that messenger that's coming through. Now, your intuition will speak very, very loud and clear in a way where it's bringing through, it will speak through your emotions and your feelings. Okay. Now, if something is not aligned with you, there are many different ways that you can experience this, okay, where your intuition speaks through you. The first thing that happens for me, and this I will share what happens with me, and then you can tap in for those who are watching the replay, the live. You can tap in and really ask the question, you know, what is perhaps you want to do something and you want to create new offers, or you want to do another course, or whatever the case might be. Okay. So then you can tap into that voice that tells you yes or no. So for me, when I'm not meant to do something, okay, my sacral chakra will just almost like shut down. It's like a heck no. I get a pain in my sacral chakra and I will feel a clear no in my body. It's like my body just stops, it freezes. Okay. So it's like a no. When I feel a heck yes, and yes, let's go for this, there can be some fear coming in. So I know that there's two different things you've got to be careful of here. First of all, we've got our own fears that's blocking us from actually accessing our intuition, okay, and from listening to that voice. And then there's also the sense of, you know, your body saying, absolutely no, you're not going to do that. That is not for your highest, greatest good. You're just doing it because you were watching someone else doing it. Or maybe you've got, you know, you want to do it because everyone else is doing it, okay? So do not be the followers necessarily, be the leader. This is where the innovators are. This is where we create, where we get to create with our intuition in co-creation with the universe and our planet and within our relationships that we have, right? So when you're tapping in and it's a yes, when I tap in, I'll explain. This is what happens to me. When I get a yes, it's like my heart opens up like a flower. It blossoms, and I feel this incredible kind of tingles moving through my body. Okay. It's also the way that I communicate with my spirit team. They will, when it's a yes in my body, I will feel it's a yes. It feels moving, it's forward motion. Okay. It feels like I want to move forward. It also is a heart opening feeling. I get tingles throughout my body. So when my spirit team is communicating with me and I say something and they'll like confirm yes, I get goosebumps running through my body. Okay. That's how it works for me. Other people get like a heady sensation, okay, or start feeling giddy, like really joyful around doing something. There's passion behind it. There's pleasure behind it. There is a sense of joy behind doing something. Excitement, right? That's what Spirit's saying. It feels exciting. Now, hold on to that sensation, because when we're using our intuition and we are attaching joy to it, or there is a sensation, not attaching, but there's a sensation of joy coming through that invitation that we received, okay? Or that something that we saw, then what happens? It begins to manifest instantly through that calling card of our intuition. It begins to manifest. And it begins to then, the universe works to bring all of the things that you want, or that will bring you into alignment with exactly that desire, or with that feeling that you have. All right. So say, for instance, you want to go on a retreat and you're like, oh, I'd love to go on that retreat. I'd love to be there. This is going to be amazing for me. There's excitement, right? There's joy. There's like, there's a passion. There's a sense of almost wanting to be part of something that feels deeply aligned with you. Your body says yes. Your heart says yes. Your soul is like, yes, And then next minute, what happens? Oh, I can't do this. I can't afford it. I don't have the money. I can't, create the time for it. I don't have the time. Oh, I've got children I've got to take care of. Oh, what will my family say? And you bring in all of these blocks all of a sudden, and you're like, holy moly, right? What do I do now? And then the universe is like, well, she's not serious about it. I actually taught this in my sacred architect training recently. And I was like, the universe is like, she's not serious about it. So the universe is like, let me just take it away. Let me bring some more challenges, maybe more experiences into her path in order for her to deeply, more deeply listen to her intuition and more deeply trust and connect with that intuition, right? Because we're sending her all the clear messages. We're sending him all the clear messages through this, whatever this retreat is. Like, you want to be there. You're gonna, the reason why you're getting that invitation is because you are meant to be there. There is something that you need to learn, experience, express, connect with, or someone that you need to meet there that is part of your soul contract that will activate something for you, or maybe you are activating something for someone else. So all of a sudden, that sensation or that feeling that you're getting when you're getting excited is your intuition. It's your soul speaking through your intuition saying, yes, this is what you are meant to do. And then we as human beings, we love bringing a list of 20 things that prevents us from doing it. Okay. So I just want to see who. Okay, great. We're still on. Perfect. So the thing to, I guess, focus on here is to focus on that desire, that excitement, to focus on that joy, that is the feeling that is coming through that you've been guided to, okay? Harnessing the power of that excitement, that joy, amplifying it even more, even more. We're going to talk about practices in a minute, right? To amplify that even more. See yourself with the people at the retreat. See yourself creating offers that are making you have tingles all over your body. See the people that you are serving as a light leader, as a way shower, as a healer. See yourself really aligned on this aligned path where you're feeling yourself standing with your spine straight, feeling like you are a divine clear channel for wisdom to flow through you. Okay, begin to imagine what it would be like to have your most beautiful desires right now. Okay, that's a very important thing. Because when we tap into that, then our soul begins to send us more experiences that will be in alignment, aligned with that same frequency. We will then get the right people to us. Okay. We then also surrender to go, oh, okay, I've got this amazing feeling, but we are not sitting there watching it unfold. We're simply surrendering to the universe. Allowing whatever experiences, whatever things that people that need to come us to come to us. Okay. So this is very important. Another thing I want to talk about, harnessing the power of your intuition is this can lead to really cool encounters and meaningful coincidences that seem to align with your inner guidance. And I've kind of, touched on it just a little bit now, where all of a sudden you meet the right people because you've been led somewhere. If you go to that retreat, like I said, you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, I was meant to meet this person here or these people here. I was meant to be here because I've gone through amazing transformation. How often I have had experiences like that in my life, I cannot even tell you. It is how I move through my business, how I move through my life. And when I am not tapped into my intuition and I'm making decisions from here, from the ego space, the head space, where it's telling me, or it's ruled by fear, okay? Then often what I've done, or often where I've been sent, is to go on experiences that help me bring me back in alignment. Meet those people that help bring me back in alignment again, whether they're mentors, whether they are friends, whether they are acquaintances, strangers on the street. Okay, many times I've met strangers on the street where, you know, I can't think about a particular one now. Actually, yes, I can. I was, it was during COVID, and everyone was feeling meh during that time. And everyone was jumping away from everyone because everyone was wearing masks and we all would, you know, get sick and all of that kind of stuff. And it was a horrible time, horrible time. Never want to go through that again. Okay. However, I remember one day walking in to, this was in New Zealand, walking into my local grocery shop, and I wasn't wearing a mask. And one of the ladies I was walking towards was an older lady, and she jumped away from me, literally jumped about a meter away from me because I wasn't wearing a mask. And I, instead of going, oh, you know, whatever, I actually turned towards her and I gave her the biggest smile, because I knew that in that moment she was in so much fear, that she was holding on to so much fear because she's been made to believe that she was going to get sick and that she was going to die, and that was the fear that was in her. And with her not seeing, or seeing me not wearing a mask, that was even amplifying her fear even more. Okay, I turned around and I gave her the biggest smile. What do masks do? They hide our smile. They stop us from connecting through emotions, you know, with people. Our face, our expression is where that connection really speaks, through our face and our facial expressions, right? And she immediately softened. Her eyes softened. She had these wide eyes. Her eyes softened. And I just went, it's okay, just softly and gently. And I said, have a beautiful day. And I walked and I turned around and I walked on. And in the next aisle, we met again. And this time she bowed her head to me and she smiled, and I could see in the crinkles of her eyes that she was smiling. And it was a beautiful experience. And you know what? I listened to my intuition there. I stopped for a moment because I could feel that this woman needed some love and kindness and some happiness because she was in fear. So how often do we actually stop us from having those beautiful experiences because we're not tapped into our intuition? We're not tapped into the power or the wisdom of our feelings and of what we actually, you know, feeling in that moment. Now, that's just an example. Okay, the next thing is, intuition can guide you towards your true purpose and calling in life. So by listening to your intuition, you can align with the paths that resonate with your soul's journey the most, and that bring a deeper sense of meaning and fulfillment. When you are not listening to your intuition, like I said, it's very easy for influences to come in where you're like, oh, I'm seeing that person doing that. I want to do what they do. So I'm going to follow what they do because clearly they're successful and clearly they're doing great. So clearly if I'm doing it, then if I do the same they do, then I will be successful. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay. Because when your work is born from a space, like I said earlier, of intuition, of really tapping into your frequency, it's your words. It's your words that's being shared through your frequency. It's your truth, your authenticity. No one else can deliver a message the way that you can. No one else can be the person that you are, okay? You are a unique expression right now in this space that will never again be the way that you are in this moment. So how cool is that? And now I'm hearing myself speak. So let me just close this down. Beam with me, my darlings. Hello. Welcome. I've got another beautiful soul on here. So just mute yourself, my darling. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So I'm just talking about, okay, now where's my notes? There we are. So it's important for us to allow ourselves to tap into this deeper space of wisdom and knowing, so that we begin to understand our purpose here in this world and how we are connected. Our intuition helps us understand the connections. I'm talking about how we connect in our relationships with each other, how we connect with, our relationship with our planet, the relationships that we have. And when we tap into the energy of Mother Gaia and deeply listen to what she wants us to know, we begin to live in a different way. When we tap in through our intuition with animals, we begin to negotiate our relationship with animals in a different way. We begin to see them as not just animals, but actually as co-creators, right? So when we're harnessing the power of our intuition, and we're also tapping into our multidimensionality, and we begin to understand that we are not just a human being here, right now, we are also a multidimensional expression. We are multidimensional beings, right? We are expressed through the universe. And when we begin to tap into that multidimensionality, the information that we access, the levels of consciousness that then gets awakened within us is profound. Okay. Also, another really beautiful way that we can work with this is to, our intuition really complements our rational thinking. Okay. And so when we are thinking in a rational way, and we are making more clearer decisions, and we are following the guidance from our soul, our intuition, right? Then our life begins to look easier and begins to feel easier. Okay. Just gonna, sorry, mute that for a second. Don't know why it's not. There we go. So it's very important. Sorry, I just had to mute that because I can still hear myself in the background. So when we make clearer decisions, because we've listened to our intuition, okay, when we make clearer decisions, because we are following the guidance of our soul, we're listening to that inner, or steering the way that our inner compass is guiding us, okay, it allows us to make decisions that come from a place of creating more balance, creating more harmony, okay, with our heart and mind. When we are disconnected from our intuition, the ego loves to rule the roost. It comes out to play. It's like, hello, I'm here. I will rule because I'm keeping you safe. And I'm like in fight and flight all the time. I'm in overwhelm. Oh, maybe you can't do this. Maybe you can't do that. The ego and the pain body love to work together, right? They have this relationship with each other. So when we are feeling tired, when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling sick, when we are have, disabilities that we are struggling with as well, all sorts of different things. The ego loves to fuel those instruments, okay? And what it does, it blocks our intuition. We begin to listen to the ego and all that it has to tell us. It's like having this little thing on your shoulder going, oh, you know, in your ear the whole time. Where when we tapped into our intuition, all of a sudden our life becomes more balanced and harmonious. We heal, our bodies heal, okay? We can navigate life with more ease and with more grace. So I want to put it out to you guys just for a moment. for those of you that's watching this live and watching this replay, what are the things that you think are blocking your intuition? What are the things that you've come up against that's really blocking your intuition? For those that's live, you can put it in the chat box or feel free to share with me live. That's absolutely helpful as well. So for those of you that's live, what are the things that you feel might be blocking or that have been blocking your intuition? Let's hear. Just make sure that I put this out a bit. Anyone want to share? Okay. Let's see what the chat says. Okay. So Rita, do you want to share, my love?
I was just thinking about what blocks my intuition. I'm usually pretty kept into it. But I think what happens is it probably comes up and then I don't take the time to listen to it actually. You know, it comes up and then I quickly maybe squash it with other things, you know, practical stuff that my ego mind is telling me that is important to listen to. So, but oftentimes I listen to it. I don't know. I think when you're in that space of sort of stillness and not reacting to stuff, then the intuition comes in and you're more able to listen to it.
Yes, absolutely. And we are in a world where there are many situations and experiences created to keep us away from our intuition. The more stillness, the more peace, the more harmony and balance there is, the more we can tap into our intuition and into connecting with ourselves, with the earth, with everything around us. Okay, so everything out there is designed to keep us away from our intuition. Television, radio, social media, you know, phones, scrolling, all of those things. Also the busyness. We've created busyness as a means to feel something. And so that busyness, that chaotic lifestyles that we are leading at the moment are actually making us more sick. And it's disconnecting us from our intuition in such a way that we are not feeling, you know, what our soul voice is necessarily saying to us or directing us to create more harmony and ease in our life. So that's why it is super important to have practices that will help you to harness the power of your intuition. Thank you, Sarita, for sharing.
Can I just add one other little thing that when you were saying that, I feel like too, as we've grown up and become mothers and all of those things, that being busy is like a badge, like, oh yes, I've done this and this and this and this today in order to be have an acceptance, to be valued, to all of those things. And if you don't do those things, and maybe you've just sat with your intuition today or done something creative and you haven't done the things that probably other people might have an expectation of you to do. So it's really easy to fall into that because you want to be a valued member of the family and of the world. And if you're not doing those things that you think are important, you know, it's you're wearing with that all the time, like, oh, I need to be doing this, but actually this is what I'd rather do, you know?
That is so true. The thing is, social media, if we think about social media, and I'm just going to give you an example, social media has been created to actually help people connect with each other. That was the intention. What's happened is that it's actually become a platform where, yes, people are connecting, but they're also comparing. They're also looking at other people and going, well, I want that, I want that, I want that. Look at what they're doing. It's become a platform where there's a lot of judgment, and there's a lot of look at me. where people are not tapped into their own values. They're not tapped into what their values are, but they are looking at what everyone else is doing and going, well, I want to be like them. So look at me because I can show you that I can be like them. So this really blocks people's intuition because they're not tapped into that deep soul voice. And I'm not saying everyone, I'm not painting everyone with the same paintbrush. We are using as, you know, when we can harness the power of social media and really bring change is when we're tapping into our own intuition in order to bring that change. Okay. So it's not all bad. And so thank you for sharing that. Jackie was saying other people's drama blocks our intuition. Absolutely. Family. I can't see what that says because there's a thing in front of it. Can also block our own being. Okay. Amazing. Yes. Oh my goodness. Family drama. That's another topic for a completely new day. But yes, our relationships and our family, especially, that can certainly block us because of what you said, Sarita, being accepted, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be loved. I mean, what is the key principle desire of every single human being? We want to be loved, okay? And where love is absent, we will always steer or move through different aspects of our life, experiences and relationships and everything and whatever it is to return back to receiving love. So we begin to act from not having love or not, you know, because love, if you think about it, if you're listening to your intuition, it's the love from the universe. It's the soul, you know, speaking through you. You are born from love. So you will return back to love. And as a human being, we are certainly going through so many different experiences in order to be able to return back to that space of love. But it's easier, can be much easier than that. Family drama certainly is something when we're listening to what other people are saying. And it starts from a very young age. You know, it starts, I did an energy clearing in my group recently where I talked about, or where we cleared from, you know, gestational in the womb space from 1 to 7 and from 7 upwards, because it can start very early where all of a sudden you're hearing your mother through the womb space going, I don't want this child. Or you're born into a house of chaos and you feel, abandonment or that your needs aren't met. And all of a sudden you step into survival mode. And then in survival mode, intuition goes out the window often. So there's many different experiences. So how can we really get back to? Thank you for sharing that, ladies. And I will come back to the comments once I watch the replay again. And if there's people watching the replay, that would be amazing to put your comments down. So let's talk a little bit more about what blocks us. Okay. Tomorrow, we're going to really tap in. So this is day one of this training. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about the practices. So being able to really release the blocks and work on releasing the blocks in order for you to begin to harness your potential more. So let's talk about more of these blocks. Stress and anxiety, okay? That is a blocker of our intuition. So high levels of stress and anxiety can cloud your mind and make it very, very difficult for you to tune into your intuition. When you're feeling overwhelmed, it is very, very difficult to access that inner guidance. Doubt and self-distrust, basically. If you doubt yourself, if you keep saying to yourself, I can't create this offer, I'm not good enough to, you know, put my work out there, I'm not good enough to be seen because, I've struggled to, I'm sensitive and I struggle to be seen. You are sensitive and you're an empath. And I talked about this because you are here to change the world. And that is your superpowers, okay? Now, when we constantly doubt ourselves or second guess ourselves and our instinct, because it is an innate instinct, then we can block our intuition. Trusting ourself is essential, a very essential part of actually allowing our intuition to flourish. Overthinking, I'm one of those. I am incredibly creative, but I'm also incredibly analytical. I want to do research. I love researching things, understanding things. That's the scientific part of me, right? Overthinking can often, it's to think and to ask questions and to look at the world in a different way is actually a good thing. However, when we're starting to become obsessive about it and we're overanalyzing situations and trying to then rationalize everything in your specific box or parameters that you've been set, that's not going to be good for your intuition. Okay. You have to quiet your mind. So go from chaos to peace. And the only way you can do that is to find spaces, places, and practices that will help you to really tap into that void space, that space of nothingness where everything is created, everything, all the answers are there, right? All you have to do is tune in. Now, one thing that's important as well is if you're in stress and anxiety, if you are doubting yourself, distrusting yourself, then your frequency is not at the right level. You are sending a frequency out there saying that I do not trust myself. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling stressed. So you are going to pull more of those experiences, like for like experiences, to you. Okay. And a lot of people are finding it quite difficult to create, well, to create in a space like that, because this is where uncertainty comes in, where you're like, oh, I've got this idea, that idea for an offer or to do something, or I want to help more people, but I don't know how to help people because I don't know if this idea or this idea would be better. Okay. So it's important to really find the spaces to quiet the mind, the ego. Okay. Overthinking, overanalyzing, going over things, maybe reading the same line that you've written 20 times because it doesn't, it all of a sudden doesn't make sense to you. When that happens, stop, stop, go outside, go take a break, go for a walk. Okay. Return back to nature. We talked about family, so external influences, other things that's really disruptive to your intuition, especially when you're in your meditation space and you are trying to tune into that inner wisdom, okay? And all of a sudden, someone's making a smoothie. Or all of a sudden, you've got someone cutting their lawn outside, or whatever the case might be. There are methods that I can teach you to truly tap into where noise becomes nothing and you are tuned into that inner space where it really, you don't even care what noises are out there. You are just here, focused. Okay. However, noise, yes, it has a huge impact. Opinions, expectations can drown out our inner voice. And we touched on that already. So it is essential to create space for ourselves to tune into our intuition without having this external influences and noise. Imagine going to a disco and wanting to tune into your intuition. Okay, yes, through dance you can. Okay, so ecstatic dance, you listen to the music and you tune into that intuition or the messages that's coming through your body, the way that you want to move, the way that you want to flow. Okay. Fear of failure. Now, when we have this fear of failure, okay, where we've gone and we've done something and we failed and we've done it again and we failed, maybe we've done it 20 times and we failed. Okay. All of a sudden, it becomes harder for us to want to listen to our intuition. Also, the fear of failure around wanting to fail or not wanting to fail, sorry, failing or thinking that you might fail in the eyes of someone else. Okay. This is something that stops a lot of beautiful people that have incredible gifts to not share their work. Okay. And this is where I come in because I love pulling out those fears and those blocks, and so that we can find out what is underneath. And we begin to then say, okay, well, here's what's underneath. Here's the gold. Let us now use this gold to understand how you can share that. Who do you share it with? What is your tribe? What's your frequency? How can we uplevel your frequency even more to begin to attract the things that you want to attract into your life? Okay, so that's super important. Unhealthy habits, poor lifestyle habits, lack of sleep, unhealthy diet. There is nothing worse than being tired. Really, really tired, and then having to create a program or having to do training. When you're tired, it stops you from creating. We as human beings cannot function with in that tired spectrum. Okay, we do need rest. Our bodies, our physical bodies, we integrate through rest. Okay, we embody through rest. So that's super important that we do that as well. So if you've got some unhealthy habits where you're not sleeping, you're not eating properly, you are drinking too much alcohol, you are using drugs, or you are using prescriptive drugs, okay, because that can also block your intuition. It is important for you to, at the same time, as a human being, as you're looking and taking care of your spiritual side, you have to take care of your physical side. It's connected, mind, body, spirit, all connected. Okay. So, and then we talked about limiting beliefs already, negative self-talk, the stories that we keep telling each ourselves, and also the stories that we hear from other people that is challenging our way of being and doing. And it's about reframing these beliefs, really. And that belief that you have, if you're saying to yourself, I don't know where to start, you always have a starting point. If you're starting a business, okay, and you have an amazing ability or capabilities to be able to help people, you know that. You might be a teacher, you're a healer, whatever it is, you've got to start somewhere. And we By tuning into your intuition, we like, okay, this is what there is. This is the gold, like I said, underneath all the blocks. What do we do with this now? Okay. And those negative beliefs, we begin to reframe them. So if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have money to do this program, what can you do with what you have in order for you to create abundance so that you can do the program? Sorry, my voice is starting to go. So it's important for us to know what our ceilings and our beliefs are. And what I mean by ceilings, excuse me. Good heavens. What I mean by ceilings, I mean, like when you've come up against a ceiling, it's almost like you don't feel like you can go any further. So when you come up to that ceiling, what is it that's blocking you? What is it that wants to be birthed through you? Maybe you're going through a death cycle, releasing the old, new wanting to come in. What needs to sh be shifted here in order for you to really tap into your intuition? Okay. Lack of practice. Okay. So if you believe that you need to get a skill, for instance, say for instance, you like, oh, I can't do anything because I don't have any skills. I don't know how to tap into my intuition. Excuse me, your intuition. I'm just going to grab some water. Your intuition is like a muscle that needs to be worked. Okay. And the more that you tap into your intuition, the more you strengthen it. The more you tap into your guides, working with your guides, your spirit guides with the universe, the more you tap into your higher self, that intuition is your higher self, your soul self. The better you become at knowing when it's true and when it's not. Okay. And then one of my favorite ones, I'm just going to take a sip of water. One of my favorite ones is when people, and Sarita, you mentioned this, when you know it's there, You know it's there. You know you're meant to be listening to it. But you're like too busy or too, or just like, no, you know, I'm not doing it. Or there is a block that's stopping you. So ignoring your intuition flags or ignoring the red flags from your intuition, okay, where intuitive nudges can lead to, those red flag nudges can lead to disconnection or experiences on a different path or something that, you know, you might not like. Where if you're listening to the golden nudges, let's call them the golden nudges from your intuition, where you're feeling this flow of energy moving through you and you're feeling the yes and the passion, that will guide you to the right experiences for you. Now, I want to add to this because there's no experience that is right or wrong. Okay. I better wrap up because I've got a call in a second, but there's no right or wrong experiences. It's simply experiences. Now, the more you begin to tap into the feeling of yes and no, the better you get at navigating and the more resilient you become at navigating life. Okay. So pay attention to the signals that you get through your body messenger. Trust those signals. Trust your instincts, your gut feel. And even if they go against logic, or even if they go against convenience, okay, if people are saying to you, come and let's do that, and you're like, no, I don't want to do it, and you feel you don't want to do it because you feel tired and you need to rest, but you know, you want to be there because it feels great, okay, that is not going to be helpful for you, because in the long run, you're burning out. Your body needs rest. So my loves, that's the training for today. I will be excited. Well, I'm excited to share with you tomorrow some beautiful practices, and we'll talk more about how to harness your intuition, or the power of your intuition. And we'll also more focus on, you know, really streamlining this so that you know how to use it for your business, for personal life, for family as well. We've really tapped into many of those subjects today. So I hope you enjoyed the training, my loves, and I shall see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 11 o'clock, same Zoom link, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.